I grew up listening to all the family meetings about Tulsa's going to come out and this will all develop at some point in time. So that is really kind of where I enter the picture, the development of the ranch.
Okay, and I want to get into that. But while you were here working on the ranch, you had interaction with what was going on in Tulsa. I think your mother gave you many different lessons.
We had to be very careful in what we said that we might want to try, because we'd be in a lesson in it the next week.
Like, what lessons did you get into?
Oh, piano, art, speech. We were competitive swimmers. Drove to downtown Tulsa for workouts and before any expressways.
Because of the YMCA, the pool?
Y was when we started, it was the only swim team in town. Yeah, it was trumpet, just a little bit of everything. Golf, tennis.
And she gave you lessons for all that, including, I think, a bit of history, your speech lessons.
Right. Isabella Ronan.
And she also taught Paul Harvey.
She did. And Tony Randall.
Right. And so she must have been in her upper 80s or something when she was
She was. And Isabella Ronan was the speech teacher at Central High School and was one of the great speech teachers. And actually, we kind of ran into her because my mother wanted to give my oldest brother some math tutoring lessons, and her sister was the math teacher at Central High School, and she realized, well, he can do math and I can give them speech lessons at the same time. And so we did, and they lived in a little house on Elgin about two blocks from Central High School. We did plays, and we had recitals, and had to do poems, and Gettysburg Address, and I mean, it was very, very interesting.
That was driven by your mother. But you went to the schools here, grade school?
I went to Broken Arrow up through eighth grade.
Okay.
And we were actually in the Catoosa School District, but we never went there because they didn't have a bus that came out this far. And actually, right across the street is the Broken Arrow Public School, and they had buses that came out here. So, yeah, we went to school in Broken Arrow early on and then transferred into Tulsa at a later age, really because Broken Arrow didn't have a swim team. So we transferred in order to be swimmers.
To which high school?
Memorial.
All right. You said we. All of your
all of us, yeah. My brother Ed. All of us transferred into Tulsa.
So are you all a year or two apart?
Ed's older, 8 years older than I am, and then Bruce, Sybil, and I are 3 years apart.
Okay. So then, I mean, you were an accomplished swimmer there at Memorial.
I was. Had a good swim team. And
I think you were a state champion.
State champion, All-American, yeah. And then went on to SMU and swam for SMU my freshman year, and then had a shoulder injury that ended my career. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, do you swim now?
I do. Yeah, I try. I've got arthritis in my shoulder, but I paddle around.
You indicated earlier about the development of the ranch. Real estate really was more interesting to you than becoming a rancher or a farmer.
Correct.
And so you chose SMU because of their real estate program.
Right. They were one of the three schools in the country at the time that had a real estate program. And they also had a good swim team. So it was the best of both worlds.
So then you're deciding what you're going to do. What did you do after you graduate from SMU?
I worked for Whiteside & Grant, a commercial real estate company. Worked with Bob Grant, Whiteside & Grant, and primarily focused on development land. Some commercial stuff, did a lot of site selection work for some of the fast food companies and different things, but then also development land and investment land. So I started kind of getting into what it took to develop the utilities, the infrastructure that you need in order to do that, and worked hand in hand with a lot of developers in town in finding them new sites to develop.
Where was a seed planted, you think, while listening to your...
It was always fascinating to me at family dinners that we would have, because it would all, after dinner, it would all talk about business and the ranch and various things. I worked, kind of followed my dad here, because he was working on some of that. I always had that kind of in the back of my mind, is we've got this piece of land out here that Tulsa's going to come out and meet. And then when I was at SMU, Las Colinas was just starting. There were a number of ranches in North Dallas that had developed, where North Park, that area there was an old family ranch. So that was kind of divided up, but then you saw what Las Colinas became. That was the old Carpenter Ranch. That is really what I want to do.
Yeah.
And so that was really kind of the inspiration of getting into the real estate business.
And didn't your family have a development company?
We did. We started one in the early 70s. We did one development and had a phase to second phase ready to go. And then they just pulled the plug on it, and it sat there for a long time.